Take the steering wheel in your life with my book, The Driver's Seat. Climb out of life's back seat and step into your God-given purpose. This isn't just a book, it's a wake-up call to action. As the author, I guide you through realizing your true potential and living with purpose. Break free from life's back seat and those seat belts and seize control of your own destiny. Your purpose isn't just a dream, it's your reality waiting to be lived. So discover this book right now at whatsgood.work. Click on the link that says buy my books. Take charge and transform your own journey today. Welcome to What's Good, a podcast where each episode is a journey into finding and feeding our good wolf, the best version of ourselves. I'm Jay Floyd, certified life coach and the mind behind the What's Good brand. I'm here to guide you through a deep dive into a single powerful topic every episode. Together, we'll explore how even the most seemingly mundane moments are still opportunities to nourish our positive nature. From uncovering life's hidden lessons to fortifying our inner strengths, What's Good is dedicated to helping you recognize and cultivate the goodness that exists in and around us. So join me on this journey as we seek out and savor the good in every aspect of our lives. Come on, let's go. Welcome y'all to another episode of What's Good, the podcast. I want to say thank you to everybody who's been tuning in, anybody who has, you know, sent this, shared this podcast out to their friends, let them know, hey, there's a dude on this podcast, you know, in 10 minutes, he can give us some really quick motivation, help us reframe some of the things that we're experiencing in life, help us look at it in a different way and get the good out of it. That's really the reason why I do this. I am Jay Floyd. I'm your host on this journey, licensed and professional life coach. I am a strengths-based life coach. That's what I do. I help people operate in their strengths, get stronger. I work in the tech space a lot. A lot of my coaching clients are people who are trying to break into the tech area, trying to break into the tech world, or people who are already in the tech world and maybe dealing with imposter syndrome. Maybe they want to level up. Maybe they want to move into management. Or maybe they just got into management and they're trying to figure out, is this thing for me? Look, I've walked that entire journey. I understand. And I know that a lot of times what we really need is a reframe. And that's what this podcast is here for, to be that kind of helper that you can pop in on your ride to work and, you know, get a little bit of encouragement. Today's episode is called What's Good About Falling Forward. Look, we're sprinting into the concept of making rapid progress by embracing our setbacks. Look, picture this. I'm a huge football fan, and you're going to hear me talk a lot about football. Football player, on average, you know, they're around 6 feet tall. If we do that metric conversion, that 6 feet is about 2 yards. So if you have a football player, even if he's standing on the line of scrimmage and he gets tripped up right there as soon as he starts, maybe as soon as he gets the ball, right when he gets to the line of scrimmage, somebody hits him, somebody undercuts him, somebody's there to trip him, somebody he didn't see, something he didn't see, trips over it. Even if he just falls, he gains 2 yards just off of how tall he is, off of his natural stature. So just the sheer momentum of moving forward helps us fall forward, right? That's what we're going to do. I want us all to think about when we leap into action, we got to be ready to learn and grow no matter the stumble that may come. And even if we do find ourselves falling right after we got started, knowing that we're still 2 yards ahead of where we started from, still move forward. So let's dig into this in a few ways. Number one, I want you to embrace quick failures. Whew. Fail faster. My corporate mentor, one of the first things I learned, fail faster. Stop waiting. Oh, man. As soon as I get this, as soon as I feel a little more confident in this, listen, it's okay to not be 100% certain. Because guess what? In life, you're never going to be 100% certain. It's not going to happen. Even if I was to go ahead and secure every variable for you, you would still have doubts because that's the human mind. It's what it does. Seeking to kind of protect you, right? It's an old animalistic instinct to protect us. But guess what? None of that works when it comes to success in current life, in modern day life. If you have an idea, if you have a passion, if you have a fire for something, go for it. Move in it. Even if as soon as you do, you trip and you fall. Because guess what? Fall forward if you're moving forward. The momentum is the key. The momentum is the key. Keep making continuous moves towards your goals. Don't allow yourself to be stagnant. If you're listening to this right now, you might be saying to yourself, oh man, what goals do I have? What ideas do I have? What am I sitting on that I need to move on? Think back to that visual that I gave you, that football player. The reason why he gets 2 yards is because of who he is, because of his physical dimensions, because of the traits that he already came in with. He didn't need to put on the pads to be 6 feet tall. He didn't need extra cleats to be 6 feet tall. He doesn't need the helmet to be 6 feet tall. He doesn't need hours and hours and hours of practice. He did come into the game with enough to move forward. So all that other stuff helps. All that other stuff is great. Sometimes it's even crucial to our ultimate success. But that's not what you need to get started. And I guarantee you, if you ask any football player, especially at the highest level, what was it like the first time you ever played? I bet you there was no helmet. I bet you there was no shoulder pads. There's no cleats. They were in a field with their friends, with nothing but passion, running, having fun, not doubting themselves. So the importance of moving forward, trying out our new ideas. The key to that is that you don't fear the fall. A lot of those football players, unfortunately, during their careers, they get injured. One of the most common injuries is a knee injury, specifically a torn ACL, your anterior cruciate ligament. That ligament is right there on the side, the inside of your knee. If you can feel the inside of your kneecap, there's a fleshy part right there. They tear that a lot. And yeah, modern medicine show has proven that they, you know, doctors can work wonders and piece that thing back together. Sometimes they can even go get another ligament from a cadaver and transplant that into an athlete. But once that athlete has that surgically repaired knee, he has to learn how to trust that knee. So when they give him the ball, after all of that therapy, after all of the rehab, after all of the physical therapy, eventually they're going to give him the ball again. And in that moment, when he's running up towards the line and he grabs the ball and he's at the line of scrimmage, he cannot be afraid, cannot fear the fall. He's got to just run. Follow his passion, follow his instincts, and follow all the training that he's had up until that point. Sure, more training helps. Yes, I'm talking to you right now. For any dream that you have, any invention that you have, any book you want to write, any passion you want to pursue, sure, more training helps. Sure, another day of practice helps. Sure, some more networking helps. Sure, you can go do that tomorrow, but guess what? What about right now? Every player that you've ever watched a highlight of only has the training they've had up until that point. Sure, they had more training the next day after that highlight. Sure, you will have more training after you go for yours. But it shouldn't stop you from moving forward. Have the courage to start. I'm talking to all of my listeners, everybody out there right now. I encourage you, please, whatever that fire is that's burning inside you, go for it. I'm talking to myself too, because I'm currently right now in the midst of always putting forward all of my passions, all of my ideas, finding a way to put them into fruition, learning how to overcome the fear, and just rolling, falling forward, cultivating a mindset that aims for advancement, even in failure. Yeah. When I set out to do something, and when I put together this podcast, when I started What's Good Life Coaching, when I started What's Good Apparel, I did not start any of those with the expectation that I would fail, but I did start it with the knowledge that I could fail. And guess what? I had a mindset that I'm going to move forward. And even if I fail, I'm going to fall forward. So let's not just stand still, y'all. Grab that ball. Face the opposition. Falling forward is gaining ground. That's what's good. Ready to revolutionize your content creation? Discover Deep Brain AI, the cutting-edge solution in AI video synthesis. Create lifelike AI videos with ease, ideal for presentations, educational content, or just boosting your digital marketing. Your AI avatar waits to deliver messages with natural expressions and natural voices. It'll be just like hearing and seeing you and me. Experience the future of communication with Deep Brain AI. Discover more right now at whatsgood.work and click on our link that says, visit our sponsor.